For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico are very early in the process of rebuilding and recovering from the devastation of Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Two local volunteers are heading to those two islands to help American Red Cross aid efforts. Lisa Castillo of Mason will help in the Virgin Islands, while Langsberg native Aaron Mahoney, who now lives near Ionia, will do the same in Puerto Rico. Castillo worked in Florida after Irma passed through. This will be Mahoney's first deployment. Each will be away for at least 3 weeks.
I was watching the news. I'm a kind of a news junkie. And the Hurricane Harvey hit. And I was seeing the photos out of Texas. And it was just devastating. And I have a lot of free time. And I was like, I really need to go and help these people. And my mom actually brought up the Red Cross. We have a family history of Red Cross. I mean, my grandma went to Hurricane Katrina. And so I know how trusted they are. And that's the best place that I could use my abilities.
And Lisa, what's behind your decision to do this?
Almost the same thing. I was watching the news as well because I'm originally from Texas, from San Antonio, Texas. And I've been up here since 92. And American Red Cross was there for me in two house fires back in 96 and 97. And the love and the warmth and the compassion that they have. I was like, you know what? I think I need to sign up with Red Cross and give back because they gave to my family.
I want to ask you both about your level of concern or worry about your own personal safety in these places. Let's start with you, Aaron. Puerto Rico, we're hearing about a shortage of water. There's no electricity anywhere. How concerned are you about your own well-being?
Well, I grew up rustic camping basically all summer. So I'm not really concerned about my safety as much. And I think that the amount of briefing that we've been given has been enough to, I think, prepare me to go down there. They told me that there were centipedes down there that grew up to 12 inches long, mm-hmm. and that they loved boots and that they loved sleeping bags. So make sure you dump your boots in the morning and dump your sleeping bags at night. I'm not down there, you know, for a vacation. Mm-hmm. I'm down there to help people. So I'm not so worried about the way I'm living as long as I'm helping other people.
Lisa, I want to ask you about the Virgin Islands because we frankly haven't heard so much about the Virgin Islands since Puerto Rico was hit so hard. Mm-hmm. What are things like in the Virgin Islands now, and what's your own personal level of concern?
Well, I don't exactly know what's going on down there. I just hear of things. I know I've kind of trained myself. I took it upon myself to watch some YouTube videos of the hurricane effects, and I've seen centipedes.
Snakes.
I am scared of snakes, but you know what? At this point, I have to set that fear aside because I could not imagine what them people, the islanders, are going through fearing for their life. So a snake to me is not going to bother me. I'm there to make sure that no lives are lost because they don't have food, they don't have water, they don't have shelter.
They actually recommended that I grab a walking stick while I'm there to smack logs to make sure there weren't snakes on the other side.
Right, so exactly.
It's hairy down there. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but we're down there to help.
Right.
Lisa Castillo is headed to the U.S. Virgin Islands. Aaron Mahoney is going to Puerto Rico, both as Red Cross volunteers after the hurricanes that have devastated those two places. Thank you both for coming in and good luck.
Thank you so much.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.